Following is the President's speech at Tipton, Indiana, Friday, October 15, 1948.
I want to introduce a very good friend of mine who will be a very good friend of yours in the 81st Congress, John Walsh, candidate for Congress.
Thanks, Art. Hey, this is a fine crowd, isn't it?
Oh, boy. Next, I wish to present one of the best governors that Indiana ever had, and the next governor of Indiana, Henry Stricker.
Thank you, my good friend Art, and my fellow Hoosiers. I have the very great pleasure and distinction of making a dual introduction at this time. First of all, I want to introduce to the President of the United States one of the finest group of Hoosiers in the whole state of Indiana. And secondly, my friends, I have the very great honor and distinction of presenting to you the present President of the United States and the next President of the United States, the Honorable Harry S. Truman.
Thanks, Governor, for that prophecy and that introduction. I appreciate it most highly. I'm very glad to be able to stop here in Tipton this afternoon. I wish I could stay longer. I've been doing a great deal of traveling in the past month, telling the people of the country what the issues in this campaign are. Everywhere I've gone, I've found the country is doing pretty well after 16 years of Democratic administration. I want to keep it that way. And in order to keep it that way, we must elect a Democratic Congress to go along with the Democratic President. Therefore, you should send John Walsh to the Congress. Sounds like the Russians on the war with a America First business. But we can keep America prosperous only if we stick to the policies and the programs of the past 16 years, which have brought this policy, this prosperity. Here in the middle of some of the best farming country in the world, I'm going to talk to you about the attack by the Republicans on the Democratic Farm Program. I'm going to explain just how the Republicans are trying to turn the clock back by tearing down the Democratic programs which have brought prosperity to all of you. President Roosevelt's administration established the Commodity Credit Corporation. The Commodity Credit serves as a reservoir for farm products to see that farm prices don't fall during the fat years and to see that the nation is well fed during the lean years. Another measure to provide a floor on the farm markets was the school lunch program. This program sees that farm surpluses are used to provide good, nourishing lunches to school children all over the country. The latest measure of the administration designed to provide safer markets for the farmer was the International Wheat Agreement. Each of these measures has been opposed bitterly by the Republican Party. In 1948, the Republican 80th Congress refused to grant funds for the Commodity Credit Corporation to provide storage space for grain. This means that farmers will have to sell their grain at dump prices or let it rot in improper storage. It's already forced many farmers to sell grain at prices lower than the support price. It'll mean smaller supplies of grain in the future. And I want you to remember very carefully that this same Republican leadership will be in control of the 81st Congress if you people don't go out to polls on Election Day and vote the Democratic ticket. The Republicans crippled this program at the request of the grain speculators, who wanted to force farmers to sell grain at low prices so they could make a killing. And they're starting to do that just now. In 1948, the Republican 80th Congress cut funds for the school lunch program. This follows the Republican line established when they voted against the School Lunch Act of 1946. At that time, the law was passed by a Democratic Congress over bitter Republican opposition. In 1948, the Republicans killed the International Wheat Agreement. This agreement would have provided world markets for wheat surpluses for the next 5 years. It would have promised American farmers a stable price for 185 million bushels of wheat a year for 5 years. It would have guaranteed the hungry European people to supply grain. The wheat agreement was supported by every farm organization in the country. The Republicans killed it to please the large grain millers. The Republican leadership refused even to bring it to the floor of the Congress for a vote. The Republican leaders were afraid to let their own party members vote. Now think of that. That's part of the record you people are to vote on the 2nd of November. The Republican Party has consistently opposed the Democratic farm program. And the three cases I have cited are already being felt by the farmers. The Democratic Party has always sought new ways to provide stable farm products. The commodity credit storage bins, the school lunch program, the International Wheat Agreement are just three of the many cases which demonstrate to the American people where their vote should go. The same differences exist between the Democratic and the Republican parties on all the big issues, just like the farm issue. The Republican Party doesn't want to raise minimum wages or pass fair labor laws or provide decent housing to hold down the cost of living. The 80th Congress refused to do any of these things for the people. There's no hope from the Republican candidate for president. He's running on the record of that 80th Congress. And every speech he makes in this campaign proves it conclusively. If you people vote the Democratic ticket in November, you'll be voting for yourselves. You know, you really are the government when you exercise the privilege which the Constitution of the United States gives you. When you go out and vote, you then decide on what sort of a government you'll have. When you don't vote, you're shirking your duty as a citizen. 2/3 of the citizens of this United States failed to vote in 1946, and we got the 80th Congress. I sincerely hope that everybody who is entitled to vote will go to the polls and exercise that privilege on November the 2nd. And if you do that, I'm not the least whit a bit worried about the result, for the simple reason that when you vote in your own interest, you can't help but vote a Democratic ticket straight, and that'll mean you'll have a Democratic governor, a Democratic congressman in this district, and you'll have me back in the White House, and I won't be troubled with a housing shortage on the 20th of January. How'd you like to meet my family? All right. I'll bring out Mrs. Truman first so you can meet her. Here's Margaret. Another very great privilege. I'd like to present to you the next First Lady of Indiana, Ms. Schricker.